On August the 10th, Bernal was holding his regular Coffee with a Councilman event at Linda's Mexican Restaurant No. 2, but this time the room was populated with opponents to the LGBT non-discrimination ordinance. They were hammering him with questions about the proposal. The audio of the public forum was recorded by an unnamed source, but uploaded to YouTube and released by Weston Martinez, a Republican Party operative. In this clip, Bernal explains how the law works from his perspective.
Remember that people have very easy outs. I'm busy, I can't do it, I'm booked. I don't have the resources. There's a lot of ways to not do it if you don't want to do it.
Martinez says Bernal is telling people if they don't like the ordinance, they can simply get around it.
If you want to refuse a cake, make it a cake for a same-sex couple because you're, because you conscientiously object because of your faith, you can still object. You just got to say something different. Don't tell them it's because you object to their lifestyle. Instead, just give them another reason.
Bernal says that's ludicrous and says the group is being disingenuous.
They're saying that I'm saying things that I'm not, or they're taking the things I've said and are saying, well, he's saying to lie. I'm not saying to lie. I was admitting that there are certain ways to game the system, number one, and number two, that you can't be compelled to do any work for anybody. You can't maintain a policy against somebody. That was the point I was making.
Right now, the city is reviewing whether the complaints against Bernal are valid. If they are, they will be forwarded to the Ethics Review Board for consideration. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.